This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bill Belichick's girlfriend. Did you see this?
No.
Oh, my God.
I saw it being posted, but I was like, I am not even going to click on this. So I'm anxious to hear what you have to say.
Well, so Bill Belichick was on CBS Sunday morning, and there was a long one-on-one interview with him and some cat. Second time I've now said some cat. I realized my error, and I will stop saying that. Bill Belichick's girlfriend kept inserting herself into this interview. She was off camera, and I'll let the audio do the rest of the work.
24-year-old Jordan Hudson, his creative muse, as he writes in his book.
Make sure that that's the
philosophy. Jordan was a constant presence during our interview.
You have Jordan right over there. Everybody in the world seems to be following this relationship. They've got an opinion about your private life. It's got nothing to do with them, but they're invested in it. How do you deal with that?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
How about that?
Not talking about this.
And I guess she kept coming up and interjecting herself, things she didn't want Bill to answer. She would get in there and steer the conversation. And if you see the video there, she was nonplussed about the meeting being brought up. Allegedly, they met on an airplane. I'm not here to dispel that or anything. I just think it's bizarre that this 24-year-old is like CC'd on all the emails now in the North Carolina football department. She's running around on the sideline with like the scheduler and all that. Like, she's running this man's life.
It's very bizarre to me to see how direct, to see directly how he ran the Patriots organization and how it was like the White House and how secure and like insane that it was every single day for having some 24-year-old now just being his mouthpiece. It's very weird.
They brought up a series of Instagram photos where like they're on the beach and she's dressed up as a mermaid, and he's laying on his back, lifting her up with his feet.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah, what's going on?
And the interviewer was like, oh, you were on InstaChat. I like how you said that. InstaChat with your girlfriend. And he was like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't even have Instagram, so I haven't looked at the pictures or anything like that. I've also seen people say this is going to ruin Bill Belichick's legacy. Yeah, it's not. Not by a long shot. It's definitely weird,
yeah. But
no one's going to go, oh, remember when Belichick let the 24-year-old run UNC? No, he still won all those Super Bowls with the Patriots.
Yeah.
Like, it's a weird thing.
Unless something even weirder comes out about the relationship.
Oh, I'm going to need a 30 for 30 on it.
Like how they met for real. Like, if people start investigating and something's weird about it, then, okay, it might ruin the legacy, which I've seen some theories out there.
Have you?
Yeah.
Let's talk about them off the air.
Okay.
Let's vet those off the air.
Yep, we will.